Week 3 of the Suburban Maroon Subdistrict and South St. Paul comes down to Hastings to take on the Raiders. The Packers come down here and pull up a big upset, defeating the Raiders 10-7 in a game that was a snoozer basically for three quarters, and then in the fourth quarter at the end it turned into a real dogfight. South St. Paul got the first 10 points with 23 seconds to go in the first half. Jacob Stanley kicks a 24-yard field goal, completes 9 plays, 50 yards, and that makes South St. Paul 3-0 at the half. In the second half, in the third quarter, it was all South St. Paul, and their big running back, Quinn Christofferson, had a 3-yard run. Stanley made the kick, and that made it 10-0. Hastings comes back in the fourth quarter. They try a field goal, and they miss one from 23 yards. They get the ball back twice on fumbles, eventually go down and score, and Joe Nauer gets a long pass from Wagner, and he carries it in the end zone and gets the only score for Hastings at the time. And Brenny makes the kick, and that makes it 10-7. 40 seconds to go. We do an onside kick. McSorley picks it up, and we get the ball on the 45-yard line, and we drive down to the other 40, and we try a 40-yard field goal, and that's just wide. I mean, Brenny had the leg on it. It went all the way down there, but just ended up wide to the left, and it didn't tie the score, and Hastings ends up losing 10-7 to South St. Paul here on Friday the 13th. First downs for Hastings, 5 running, 5 passing, 2 by penalty for 12. South St. Paul, 12 running, 1 passing, and 13 total. Hastings had 21 carries rushing, and they were for 82 yards. South St. Paul had 56 carries rushing for 211 yards and 1 touchdown. McSorley carried 16 times for 73 yards, Johnson once for 13, Colby Zach 1 for 3, and Dylan Wagner 3 for minus 7. Leading rushers for South St. Paul, Quinn Christofferson carried the ball 33 times for 164 yards and 1 touchdown. He was going up the middle there. We stopped him a few times, but still 164 yards is an awful lot of work on the night. Quarterback Mitch Felton carried 15 times for 41 yards. Passing for Hastings, Dylan Wagner was 6 for 18 for 128 yards and 1 touchdown and 1 interception. Colby Zach for Hastings was 3 for 9 for 19 yards and 1 interception. Mitch Felton for South St. Paul was 2 for 5 for 20 yards. Catches for South St. Paul, Jackson Kirkhoff caught 3 for 25. Joe Nauer caught 3 for 44. Danny Brown caught 3 for 44. Will Johnson caught 1 for 32. South St. Paul where Alonzo Dodd, 2 for 20. Kickoff returns, Devin McSorley had 2 for 66 yards. John Charlton had 1 for 19. Will Johnson had 1 punt return for 10 yards. Brenny was 1 for 1 on extra points, but 0 for 2 on field goals. He had the leg in it both times, but ended up wide to the left both times. South St. Paul ran 61 plays for 231 yards. Hastings ran 48 plays for 227 yards. Turnovers, we had 2 fumble recoveries. John Charlton had 1, and Alex Foster had the other. They had 2 interceptions. Tyler Hendrickson had 1, and Becker had the other. Penalties, bunch of them at the end especially. Hastings had 3 for a total of 25 yards. South St. Paul had 7 for 55 yards. So, Hastings loses to South St. Paul 10-7 on Friday night. They travel to Tartan next week, then to St. Thomas after that, 2 ranked teams for very tough games. Make sure that you tune in to Radio Free Hastings 1460 on your AM dial next Friday night at 6 o'clock and hear Doc Rupp and the voice of the Raiders, Nick Tuchter, bring you that game from the Tartan Titans home field up in Oakdale. So, for Nick and Doc and Manny and the rest of the crew up here in the press box, the Raiders fall 10-7 on Friday night. We'll see you next week.
The Raiders' next opponent, as Dick mentioned, will be Tartan next Friday on the road at 7 p.m. on KDWA.